everything at the bottom. How about that?
Twister idol. Oh, look at that. Technology. It is not my friend. Good morning.
Don't tell the
liturgical police, but Merry Christmas. They'd say I'm supposed to wait till tonight. Today we do celebrate, this morning we do celebrate the fourth Sunday of Advent, and it is tradition in many churches that the Christmas pageant is held at that time as well. So this morning will be our Christmas pageant. The kids have been working hard, and I hope that everyone will find it meaningful for Christmas. I do want to tell you all, because we have Southwick and Westfield and some guests here, that you're not off the hook yet. Because this afternoon at 4:30 here at First Congregational Church is our Christmas Eve candlelight service that everyone and your friends and your neighbors are all invited to come to, and in Southwick at 6:30. So, come back, please. We hope you'll be able to join us. We understand if you can't, but we hope that you'll join us. Are there any other, I do need to say that unfortunately, there is no coffee hour today. So we thought that people might need to get home and do a few things before they come back here or before they go with their families. We figured people had things that they could, that they needed to take care of. Are there any other announcements today? Let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship. Lift up your hearts, people of God. The Lord has looked favorably upon us and is sending us his beloved Son. God is showing the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, that we might serve him without fear.
We go before the Lord, following John the Baptist, to prepare the way of the Lord.
Come, let us worship God and listen to the voice crying out in the wilderness.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
gather around the Advent week today, we rejoice that Christmas is a time of prayer and a time of open hearts when we sing songs of joy. Christmas is a time of worship. It is the moment when the busy of us pause and wonder. Christmas happens when God comes to us in love through Jesus Christ and fills us with love for all humankind. Today, we light the fourth candle, the candle of love. Hear a reading from the first letter of John. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loves us so much, we also ought to love another. Let us join in our Advent prayer. O God, we thank you that Jesus showed your love for every person, babies and children, old people and young, sick people and those who are strong, rich people and those who are poor. Come to us in this Advent season and give us love in our hearts for all people. This we ask in the name of Jesus, who taught to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first reading today is from the book of Samuel, chapter 7, verses 1 through 11 and 16. After the king was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you." But that night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build me a house to dwell in? I have not dwelt in a house on the day I brought the Israelites up out of Egypt to this day. I have been moving from place to place with a tent as my dwelling. Wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of the rulers whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel? Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now then, tell my servant David, this is the Lord Almighty says, I took you from the pasture, from tending the flock, and appointed you ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the names of the greatest men on earth. And I will provide a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning and have done ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also give you rest from all your enemies. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever." Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
They say you should be careful what you pray for.
They say you should be careful what you pray for.
For years we have prayed for a child, Zechariah and me.
For years I have prayed for deliverance of Israel, but I didn't mean like this.
I can't be having a baby.
I'm hardly more a baby myself, but this much I know. A girl cannot get pregnant without the help of a man.
But here I am, as certainly pregnant as anybody could be.
But here I am. What will people think?
I know what they'll think. Elizabeth, we thought she was too old.
And the terrible things they'll say to me.
Long have they called me barren, but God has remembered me and lifted my shame. The angel said, was there really an angel?
The angel said, was there really an angel?
Gabriel was his name, and he said this child could be filled with God's Spirit, even in my womb. He certainly is lively in there, and he's filled me with such life and hope. Hope for us all. His name will be John.
His name will be Jesus.
He will be great and prepare the way for the Messiah.
He will be great and save our people from their sins. But who will save me from the wrath of the rabbis?
I've always said, Lord, there's nothing you can't do.
I've always said, Lord, there's nothing you can't do. So please help me now.
I have to talk to someone.
What am I gonna do? Who am I gonna tell?
He never was a talker, my Zechariah. But now he's speechless, claims he can't talk. The angel made him mute. Likely story.
I must go see my cousin. Only please, Elizabeth, don't condemn me.
Mary, I could talk to her. She's young, and she hasn't waited so long. She probably believes in angels. Only please, Mary, don't laugh. But I want to laugh.
Yes, I can talk to her.
And shout and sing. I'd dance if I could.
Please, Elizabeth.
Please, Mary.
I'm so afraid.
Don't laugh.
Don't condemn me.
And come soon.
Please.
Please.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said,
my heart pours out its praise.
then return to her home. The word of God for the people of God. In lieu of our sermon this morning, hear now a reading from both the Gospel according to Luke and the Gospel according to Matthew. "We have to go to Bethlehem," Joseph told Mary. "Emperor Augustus has ordered that all of the people need to be counted." "But Joseph," Mary said, "what about our baby? He will be born soon." "We'll go slowly, Mary. Bethlehem will be crowded, so we need to leave now." So Mary and Joseph journeyed to Bethlehem, the city of David, to be counted along with all of the other people. It was cold when they arrived. Joseph knocked on many doors looking for a room. "I have no room," the innkeeper said, "but you can stay in the little stable over here. It's warm and the hay is fresh." The animals surrounded them and kept them warm. "Joseph," Mary said, "I think it's time for the baby to be born." That night, Mary gave birth to Jesus. She laid him in a manger. As they waited for the morning, the animals continued to snuggle close. Outside of Bethlehem, shepherds watched their sheep on the hills. Suddenly, many angels filled the heavens. "Let's hurry," one shepherd said. "The angels said the child was born tonight." And the shepherds happily hurried into Bethlehem.
Thank you.
right. The shepherds found the baby, Jesus, asleep on a bed of hay. They told Mary and Joseph all the angel had said. The angel said, "The baby is the Messiah, the promised one. He is the one we have waited for," they explained. "But this is a stable. Would God be born here among the animals?" "Moo," said the cow. "Baa," said the sheep. "Coo," said the dove. Mary smiled. She knew that Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us. Soon after, on a cool, clear night, three wise men looked into the night sky and saw a bright star. The wise men had been waiting for someone important to come into the world. They were waiting for a king. They knew that the star was a sign from God. Continued to Bethlehem and found Jesus. They knelt and worshipped the Savior and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return, they traveled back home in a different way. Christ to be our Savior. Let us rejoice greatly this Christmas season, for unto all of us a Savior is born. The people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Excellent. All right. Do they know what to do back there? They'll figure it out. Let's take a moment of quiet reflection. Thank you. so much for quiet. It's okay. God certainly understands. May God be with you. Please, pray with me. And as we come to prayer this morning, we remember the joys and concerns from both of our churches, for Roberta and Ted, Eleanor, Jim, Julie and Emily, Emma, Ron, Wanda, Keith, Jim and Lisa, Jean, Jane, Robert, TJ, Raymond, Diane, Brian, Chris, Patsy, Kara, Dolores, Sharon, Owen, Sarah, Susan, Bill, Teresa, Jennifer, Maria, Mariana, Sherwood, Patty, Ken, Nico, Joan, and Michael, and Samantha, as well as Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Don, Ann, Jeff, Dave, Jeff, Castle, Kathy, Shirley, Judy, Rick, Marilyn, Kurt, Ariana, John, Susan, Robert, Leslie, Dominic, Tom, Jean, Lindsay, Nancy, Joan, Betty, and Bob, and Barry, and Rick. As we pray this morning, in your worship guide, there should be a phrase, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." That will be our response. I will lead us in like that. Lord, we wait with eager expectation for the coming of your kingdom, when the humble will be exalted and the hungry fed. Lord, we prepare for your advent with searching minds and contrite hearts, trusting in your healing spirit and redemptive love.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Lord, we watch with those who wait and weep, longing to see the rule of justice and the reign of peace.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Lord, we seek you among the despised and rejected, knowing that we will find your light shining in the dark.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Lord, we proclaim sight to the blind and liberty to the oppressed, trusting in your tender mercy and passion for justice.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Lord, we work with others to proclaim your truth, challenging the mighty and raising the meek. Lord, we wrestle with our hopes and our fears, our struggles and our joys, laboring with creation to come to new birth.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Certainly this morning, as we prepare for Christmas, we hold dear in our hearts those who have lost a loved one in the past year and who will go this Christmas for the first time without them. We certainly hold dear to our hearts those who continue to miss someone special in their lives. And together we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. Let's take a moment to remember those prayers and joys and concerns that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. Together we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. Amen. Here we are, the day before the day that has become synonymous with gift giving, the morning thereof in some houses. Let us reflect on the gifts of love, hope, joy, and peace. Let us respond to the generosity of the giver of all things beautiful. Let us give generously to share God's beauty in our community. And with this, our morning offering will be received. Generous God, we give thanks for all the beautiful resources you have given to us. Let these gifts bring glory and honor to you, and beauty and peace to your creation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Be with you this day and evermore. Amen.
Amen.